This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite. Your favorite, yes, you can have a favorite. Self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time hearing my voice or seeing my face, I am a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and also, in the process, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. This episode is going to be about the stigma around narcissists, because I've been getting a lot, like, I get a lot of love and appreciation for the stuff that I do, but I also get some hate. And the hate, the weird hate that I get comes from other narcissistic people. And that right here is directed towards the other narcissistic people that don't appreciate what I'm doing. Hey, I got one of my friends, Miss Haven, sent me a screenshot from Reddit that somebody's like, I wish Lee Hammond would die. So first call me Lee Hammond. H-A-M-M-O-N-D. You're like, who the hell is that? First of all, you disrespectful piece of... You can't even get my name right? This person said they wish I would die because I'm adding to the stigma. He said him and his partner are terrified because my videos make it so scary for her. Look, if my videos are triggering you to the point where you feel like you blaming me for your relationship getting torn apart, you are the issue. That means you resonate with a lot of the stuff that I say, a lot of the stuff that I do. When I'm playing the narcissist as a bad person, which the stigma says narcissists are bad people, if I'm playing that person and you are that person, if you can put yourself snugly into my Converses or snugly into my Alan Edmonds, then you, my dear friend, need to go seek some help. You, man or woman, you need to go seek some professional help and make some positive changes in your life because people around you are suffering and you are suffering as well. This is just not for the survivors and the victims. You, that narcissist that you know you are, because somebody told you that before, you know you fit into the shoes. You fit into somebody that sent you one of my videos. You know you are suffering on the inside. Nobody understands you. Nobody gets you. Trust me, I've been there. Trust me, I'm still there. I still don't feel like people understand me. Even though I have over a million people that follow me across all my platforms, I still feel like nobody understands me. So do you get the person like me, the narcissist, that's out here trying to change the world because I am a narcissist? Like, and you get other narcissists pushing back on me because, like, hey, you're adding to the stigma. You're making us seem like bad people. Are you a bad person? If you're not trying to do anything to change the stigma, why are you even opening your mouth? Why are you talking? Why are you writing passages about me? Make your own videos. Make your own account to derail the stigma. I got a video coming. I got a live coming up with my man Shane Fleming. This man came out of nowhere, diagnosed psychopath. Want to go live with me. A psychopath doesn't think I'm adding to the stigma. He appreciate what I'm doing. A psychopath. ASPD. We about to get live on next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on my TikTok. We're going to get live and talk about it. If I wouldn't have been attacking the stigma like I have been, you think I would have had the platform to have over a million people see this video with me and this man going live, a diagnosed narcissist and a person diagnosed with antisocial personality disorder going live? I have to steer into the skid of my own narcissism. These skits that I'm playing, these roles that I'm playing, a lot of this stuff I've done, a lot of stuff I said. Because I'm an actor, but I don't even have to act some of this stuff. I'm just saying it from memory. These are situations that I've done before, situations I've said before. And if you said and done some stuff that I said and done, it's time for you to make the positive behavior alterations that I have. Everybody like, Lee, you get supply from this. Why do y'all care what I get supply from? I'm not getting supply from hurting my wife and my kids. And I tell these people every single day, there's no amount of likes and love and comments that will make me feel any better about myself. It's not enough. I don't want to follow a narcissist because he gets supply from this. So you help a homeless person. You not feel good about helping a homeless person. That's supply. Y'all be weird with this stuff coming at me like that. I'm like, you get supply from this, Lee. I don't know if I can support a narcissist. Then support your mama then. Support your daddy because you're not doing anything out here trying to change the stigma. You're just talking and making comments. If you're not doing anything positive to alter the stigma, to alter the belief cycles of people and stuff like that, to help people, then you don't have anything to say to me or to anybody like Shane Fleming or Haven Lyons, anybody that's making positive changes like that. Michelle, in my group, you know, Nicole, in my group, Sarah Cruz, I don't know if I pronounce her name wrong, Sarah Cruzon, the female narcissist, just got started on YouTube. Y'all not making changes like that. Then be quiet. These people are stepping out of the woodwork. These people are stepping out into their own comfort, out of their comfort zones, because they think they're embarrassed. They ashamed to be narcissists. Because you Google narcissists, you Google narcissist personality disorder. What do you see? If you Google narcissist personality disorder, like I did almost 5 years ago, 4 years ago, my wife called me a narcissist. There's no positive literature out there. You're done. Who wants to be a narcissist? Who wants that title? Who wants it? You're a narcissist. Calling a person a narcissist these days is equivalent to calling a woman a B-word and a dude a B-word or a C-word and a dude a B-word or, you know, a P-word. P-U-double-S's. And why? That's equivalent. Narcissist is a derogatory term nowadays. Nobody wants to be a narcissist. You're a narcissist. You're a narcissist. That's why people get so angry when you call them a narcissist. Because it's not.
This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. When you hydrate with Liquid IV, you're powered by HydraScience. HydraScience is Liquid IV's science-backed formula with an optimized ratio of electrolytes, vitamins, and nutrients. Experience great-tasting hydration for mental clarity, physical endurance, and overall well-being. Sip into something that up-levels every moment. Liquid IV. Tear. Pour. Live more. Visit us at liquidiv.com.
It's not what you call it. Like when you Google, somebody calls you a narcissist and you Google it, you Google narcissist, the personality disorder. It is not, you're not happy to see that. Oh my goodness. Like I'm a narcissist. Yay. You're not going to get no happiness from that. Where's the happiness come from it? Show me where the happiness comes from. When people tell you, you can't love, you get online, you get people making these blanket statements. You can't love your kids. You can't love your wife. You can't be happy. You can't feel joy. You can't do this. You can't do that. I'm a narcissist, y'all. You can't tell me what I can't do. I'm a control freak. I got a superiority complex. My ego is huge. You gonna tell me what I can't do? That's like what I'm going to do. Boundaries? You try to put a boundary on me with the DSM? No, this ain't even DSM-5. You gotta put a boundary on me with these blanket statements? What do narcissists do with boundaries? I don't like boundaries. Hey, Lee, here's the boundary. You can't love your kids. Watch me love my kids and try to get them to watch me put my kids in therapy because of the stuff I said and do. What? I'm putting my own kids in therapy because of me. Because y'all not hurt. How bad that hurt? To put your own kids in therapy because your mind is so messed up from your childhood and how you perceive stuff that you don't want to damage your kids, so you put them in therapy? Like what? Come on now, y'all. We are ending generational curses. Boundaries. You can't put no boundary on me. I already got empaths and survivors and coaches out here trying to put boundaries on me. You can't put, I'd be damned if I don't have some narcissists put some boundaries on me. Lee, you're adding to the stigma. Did you take away from the stigma? You subtract from the stigma then. Stop hiding in darkness. Make yourself seen and stop being a damn coward. Coming at me, I hope he passes away because my loving partner. Your loving partner saw my skits and saw how bad you were treating her. And now she's questioning your every move and it hurts. You're uncomfortable. You deserve to be uncomfortable because you made them uncomfortable. Coming at me like you're saying it's a mess like that. You hope I pass. Well, I got kids and a family. Get the hell out of here. Your loving partner. I didn't notice you didn't say my loving partner and my kids. You said my loving partner because you've been hurting somebody and manipulating them for so long. And they find my page and they see my videos and they want you to make positive alterations. And now you're like, hey, I'm trying to change. You need to give me time. You don't need time. You had years with this person. The last thing you need is time. You need to make changes now. You didn't make behavior alterations right now. Tell me you need some time right now. If you want this person to stay with you, change right now. Even if they leave you, keep changing. Alter your behaviors. If they do leave you, you need to change for yourself and make a better impression on the world. Because like I said, I would rather help 10 narcissists than 10. Like I would rather help 10 narcissists because I can help 100 survivors go out there and break free of narcissists. But the people who hurt those 100 survivors, those 100 narcissists, are still out there. They're going to hurt 100 more people. And they're going to create more survivors. They're going to create more victims. They're going to create more. They're going to pile it on. They're going to keep piling it on. So I'd rather reach 100 narcissists and stop them in their tracks. Make them question their behaviors. Make them go to therapy and make some positive behavior alterations. If I can get 2 to stop. If I can make 100 questions, I get 10 to stop. That's perfect. That's good for me. Because one narcissist doesn't just hurt one person. It's like a virus. It's literally like a virus. One narcissist does not hurt just one person. One narcissist hurts their wife or their husband, hurts every one of their kids, hurts their family, hurts their coworkers, hurts the people around them. It's like a web. It's like one narcissist hurts 15 people. So if I can stop one narcissist, I save 15 people. That's math right there for you. So before you open your mouth or put the camera on and say something negative about what I'm doing, make sure that you are doing something more than I'm doing. Make sure that you are making a positive impact on this world regardless of what you're doing. Before you part your crusty ass lips or open your broke down laptop and say something about me, or type in your broken ass iPhone or your Droid and say something about me, something negative about me. Come at me, man. Lee Hammack is ruining relationships for narcissists. You're ruining your own damn relationship, because when you say something negative about me ruining your relationship, that means that you're not taking accountability and you stir right into the skid of who you are. Lee Hammack ruined my relationship. Lee Hammack didn't do anything. Lee Hammack opened some people's eyes and you were being ruining your own relationship. Make some changes. Lee Hammack made me lose my kids. Lee Hammack made me lose my wife. Lee Hammack made me lose my husband. Lee Hammack ain't did nothing. Lee Hammack just talking about himself. The crazy thing about this, I'm just talking about myself. Narcissist, me, I'm talking about me here. I'm making positive behavior alterations. Why can't you do it? You know how many people I get in my inbox like, how can I get them to change? You can't. They gotta want to change. They think you the problem. Leave them. I don't try to get everybody to leave. Everybody think I'm the damn harbinger of breakups. I have a dark robe on. Like if somebody sends you a video for mental illness, like your relationship is over. Hey. Mental illness. She just found mental illness. You done, bro. Hey, girl. He just found mental illness. You done. No, that's not how it works. Get out here. My battery going dead. So I got to finish this rant. But get out here. Make some positive behavior alterations and live your life to the fullest extent and stop hurting people around you. Become the light, not the darkness. Mental illness is out. Peace. Yeah. Thank y'all. If y'all listen to this on the podcast version, please like and subscribe to the channel. I know I just went on a pow of just one of these wild rants. I know when I get the rant, I can't stop, y'all. And I'm not sorry for that. I'm never going to be sorry for ranting, because, like, y'all, if you a narcissist listen to this, y'all get on my damn nerves, too. I'm trying to help people. Like and subscribe, 5 stars. I really, truly appreciate y'all. Thank you.